What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. This is the episode that I didn't want to do, not because of what I'm about to talk about, because I am sick AF. I did not see that coming. Woke up this morning. It's so weird when you wake up feeling sick because you're like, come on, body, what are we doing right now? Like, tighten up. But I knew it right away. Like, I've been sick with little colds here and there and like other bullshit that pops up. This one was different because I knew immediately when I woke up, I had a high fever, stomach virus, something just felt very, very off. I'm guessing it's either the vid or the flu, something like that. But yeah, didn't see this one coming. This one came out of left field, hit me like a Tyson uppercut, knocked me on my ass. I tried to go for a walk. I made it like 10 steps and had to turn around and come back and lay in bed. Here we are. We're getting it done though. I didn't want to leave you hanging. I like to keep my streaks alive. I've got my email streak alive. I could barely look at screens this morning, so I didn't think I was going to be able to write anything, but got that done. Got my podcast streak alive. We're getting it done now. So I'm going to keep this short and sweet for this episode of the Coach's Compass. I apologize if I sound like death. It just is what it is, and I apologize. So I'm going to try to make up for it with something short and sweet. That was a reminder from one of my clients. We had a group call for my private coaching group. One of my clients reminded me that she's doing a webinar coming up, and it's going really well in terms of the messaging, which you should know is kind of my wheelhouse. So we worked together on her messaging. But what she reminded me of was that the way that we teased out the messaging that would really connect with her audience, and this is going to shock you, so I hope you're sitting down. We asked. That's right. It's this really crazy thing that you do where you actually talk to your audience and you find out their words and what they're struggling with. So she had gone through one of the resources that I gave to all of my coaching clients is a document that has a bunch of interview questions that you can use for your existing clients who are perfect fit clients. So there's, you know, as coaches, we know there's the clients that we look forward to, their check-ins, the communication. We love working with them, dream fit clients. And then sometimes we let in people against our better judgment and they end up being the energy drainers and we don't look forward to their check-ins. So she went through some of the survey questions with her clients. And it was cool because she started to figure out some patterns that she never would have otherwise learned. Like if she had just gone on with her normal messaging that I was helping her with, we never would have discovered this commonality. So we learned that all of her best clients had a very similar story, similar starting point, similar problems, similar results in terms of like what this meant to them, what this allowed them to do. So it wasn't just about improving body composition, but it was about improving body composition that allowed them to do what? What were they allowed to do or be or become? And she got that answer just by interviewing her current clients and then was like, oh, wow, I never even connected the dots or even thought about this commonality. I'm not going to mention it because I don't want anybody stealing her messaging. But the point is, you got to ask the question. It's so much more effective to know than to guess. And every single training that I've done on messaging has prompts included when it comes to getting the answers that you need. I have an entire section in the collective called validation content. Validation content, which are basically posts and emails that you can copy paste and send to your email list, post in your Facebook group, post on Instagram, and get the answers that you need in terms of the language that you should be using for your audience. What are they struggling with? What is their struggle holding them back from? What do they want to do? If their weight wasn't an issue, if this problem wasn't an issue, what would they be doing more of? We need to know these things because when you can speak to that deeper meaning, that deeper identity or aspirational identity, it creates internal urgency, which is what we're trying to create. And now more than ever, we need to dial in our messaging. It's becoming increasingly more important. You know, sometimes things are just positioned at the right time. You know, like you're in the right place at the right time. That's kind of how I feel right now. I've been talking about email marketing and messaging for a while, but now that the marketplace has shifted, it's like set me, this is almost like, you know, people who were investing in Bitcoin in 2008, 2009, and everyone called them crazy. And then many years later, they were like, whew, thankfully I was in that, you know, position that I was in, right place, right time. And that's how I feel right now, because messaging is more important than ever because the marketplace is more jaded than ever. It's more, there's more skepticism, trust is lower. So it's not just about dialing in your messaging. So the first part of this is ask, survey your best fit clients, the clients that you love working with. Get them on a Zoom call. They will willingly open up to you if you just tell them why this is helpful. I don't think I've had anybody ever tell me no to an interview. I'm like, hey, I'm really trying to figure out the proper messaging for Pop and who we're attracting. And I want more clients like you. Do you mind jumping on a 10, 15 minute Zoom call? I just can ask you some questions that will really help me from a messaging and marketing perspective. Like, absolutely. So that's the first thing. The second thing is validation emails, validation posts. So those are to your audience who aren't clients. So you're going to interview your existing clients. You're going to validate concepts with your current audience. And if you need those templates, you should be in the collective. So you can get those. 5minuteemails.com is the website. Five is spelled out. F-I-V-E. We're not bullshitting today. Just go in there. Get the stuff that you need. Stop messing around. So you can get those validation templates in the collective. And then the third piece of this goes beyond just messaging, but it's something that is more important than ever. And that's having open conversations. And what I don't mean like open, like I'm opening up to you. I mean like ongoing conversations. And the reason is that we need multiple touch points to build trust. So I did a training last night for the collective all about paid ads and creating a low budget ecosystem that compounds on itself that I learned from Laurel Portier, and then put my own email ecosystem on top of that. So it integrates together. So there's a constant flow of leads and audience building for a low budget, like $5 a day. And what I talked about there was using that strategy so that your audience sees you on Facebook through ads. They get on your email list, so they're being nurtured there. They get inside your Facebook group, so they're being nurtured there. You have some kind of a training sequence inside your Facebook group, or maybe you prefer Instagram Live or TikTok Live, but somewhere that they can see your face. And open conversations. So if you think about all those touch points, it's like, man, I can't get rid of this person. Like every time I open Facebook, it's their ad. Every time I get a notification, it's from their Facebook group. Every time I check my email, I've got a nurture email. Like obviously they wouldn't say a nurture email, but like I've got an email from this person. And there's an open conversation so that when they are ready to move forward, you've already had a little bit of a dialogue going. It's not completely cold. So there's a lot of trust that's being built. Now, you can certainly ignore all of that and just try to build trust over time and expect that the runway is a lot longer. The way that you condense time here is by creating that omnipresence where you're showing up wherever they're showing up. And they think that there's some magic to it. And it's really quite simple. It's a very simple strategy where you are targeting people who have shown interest through your ads. Let's just say you did a video ad. And you can target people who watched a certain percent of that video. And now those people can get targeted with an opt-in lead magnet that's very valuable. And then after the opt-in and the lead magnet, they can get directed to your Facebook group. Well, now you've got them on your email list. You've got them on your Facebook Ads Manager list because they showed interest in your video. You've got them in your Facebook group. Did I say that? I don't know. And then through the email sequencing, we can open up conversations. Or you have somebody who starts conversations with them when they join your group, but I prefer they initiate. I'm not saying that you shouldn't send welcome emails to people who join your group. What I'm saying is if you do the email sequence appropriately, they'll email you and then you'll respond and you'll drop your link to your messenger. So that way they click the link, they open up messenger. Or you can message them and then say, hey, I messaged you on Facebook. Here's the link to see the message. So now you've got open conversations and omnipresence. And the reason why you know how to create content that resonates with them and attracts the right people is because you asked your audience. Now, open conversations is a big part of my new and improved launch formula that I'll be also breaking down inside the collective. So the ads ecosystem, if you want all the specifics on that, the training is inside the collective. You have to enroll. It's $97 a month. So if $97 is getting in the way, and it also includes your entire CRM, by the way, so there's no additional, like you don't have to pay for anything else like Active Campaign or Constant Contact or ClickFunnels or Kajabi or DocuSign or Calendly. That all comes off the books. So if you can't shell out the $97 for that, I don't know if this is going to be super helpful, but you can get that training inside the collective. You can also get the training that I'm going to be doing next week or two weeks from now with the launch details. But the launch details are also going to include how do we create these open conversations? Because let's just say you're doing a weekly training in your Facebook group, and then you do a monthly workshop. And on the back end of the monthly workshop, you make an invitation to your program, whatever that may be. Low ticket, high ticket, it doesn't matter. And by the way, that is something that you should consider. If you're not doing some kind of a conversion sequence every single month, you're missing out. So do that. And if you need help with that, get your ass inside the collective. But if you're doing like a weekly training and then you're doing a monthly workshop and then you're doing some kind of an offer on the back end of that workshop, you want to be able to go to the open conversations and get them to enroll in the workshop because there's already trust there. Like if you've had an existing conversation with somebody and you're like, hey, I thought of you because of this workshop, I would love it if you enrolled. They're way more likely to say yes because it's personal and they already know you. You've already been chatting with them and it's not creepy and it's not cold, right? All the things that people do to you where they're like, hey, I'm running this training. Do you want to join it? You're like, who the fuck are you? That doesn't work. What works is building trust and creating omnipresence. So that's the process. Figure out what your existing clients, like their story. And pull together some of the common threads so that your messaging can get better. And then run some validation emails and posts so that your messaging can get better. And then run some sequences to get open conversations going so that your conversion events can get better. Create omnipresence. You can do this with a low budget ecosystem that's really simple, very clear. Anyway. I'm losing steam here. I apologize. Hopefully this makes sense, but here's the reality. All the information that you need is where? Inside the collective. I'm not gatekeeping here. It's literally $97. Like, yeah, if I had a $1,000, multiple $1,000 program, I'd I'd be giving away way more information and all the stuff. But here's the reality. It's $97 and it comes with a whole ass CRM. So it's pretty straightforward. The value is just going to keep compounding and stacking on top. So just go in and you'll be able to have access to all the workshops, all the templates. You'll know exactly what questions to ask your existing audience. You know exactly what emails to send your existing audience. Like, you have all that done for you. You'll have the cadence for the training and workshops. You'll have the email sequences to run. You'll know how to create open conversations. You'll have the launch strategy. You'll have everything you need. And it's $97. So I don't want to downplay any expense, but an expense that typically offsets way more expenses is not really an expense. So get in there, 5minuteemails.com. Five is spelled out, F-I-V-E, 5minuteemails.com. I apologize for sounding like shit. I feel like shit. I'm going to go finish this Coke Zero and take a nap. And hopefully the next episode will be a lot more energetic. I'll talk to you soon.